I like to preach this message. Any gospel that you believe that has not called you out of the world, any gospel that has not transformed your entire life, heart, mind, soul, strength, is a false gospel. See, Jesus is not just icing on your cake. Jesus is the cake. Jesus is the word. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the truth. Jesus is the life. And so you can't just pretend to know a false Jesus. You can't pretend to just be going to church services and have lip service Christianity. It's only by the biblical gospel you're going to find eternal life, neighbors. The biblical gospel is the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus and faith in him, by which you can find eternal life and you can be transformed through repentance. And the shed blood of Jesus covers you, washes you, cleanses you, makes you new. We love to preach that. He's so glorious and so worthy to be lifted up and praised. But the churches have sold you a false gospel, as Paul said would come. He said, when I leave, ravenous wolves will come in. The ravenous wolves came in very quickly. The ravenous wolves came in to deceive with false doctrine and false Jesus. But Christ withstands, and the word of God withstands. And Jesus said, not one jot or tittle of the word will pass away until all things are fulfilled. And he died upon that stake, that tree, some people call it a cross. And he said, it is finished. What was finished? What was finished was the work of God to make a way for you with the chance to be eligible for the grace of God. How are you made eligible for the grace of God? You've got to turn, repentance, change your mind. There's no salvation without ongoing daily repentance. There's no salvation without seeking the kingdom of God as fruit that you know him. There's no salvation. God doesn't want you to just do a Sunday church program. God doesn't want you to just do false man-made traditions that make your worship of God in vain. God doesn't want you to practice false religion created very recently, whether it's Roman Catholic, Lutheran, Baptist, non-denominational. Everything made of man is going to come under the judgment of God. Think about that. So ask yourself, American neighbors, ask yourself, what are you living for that's going to come under the judgment of God and it's going to be burned away by the truth and the fire and the power of God? Politics, burned up. Sports and entertainment, burned up. Your pride and vanity, burned up. Your churchianity systems made of man, burned up. All the education in the colleges, burned up. The media and the internet, burned up. Every false tradition of man and everything in Satan's culture and kingdom, which is this culture we're living in, we're in the world, we're not of it as Christians, is going to be burned up. So fire is a purifying thing that's going to burn away the sin and the dross. But then it's going to burn you up. And we don't want you to be burned up by the wrath of God. God is love, but guess what that means? He loves his righteousness. God loves truth and mercy and goodness. God loves his word and his ways. God loves eternal life in Christ. That's what he wants for us. Because see, John 3:16, a verse everybody knows, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Whosoever. But guess what? Believing in Jesus isn't just a head knowledge. Believing in Jesus is the allegiance to follow and obey him. And when you find out you're keeping false ways and sin, you turn from false ways and sin. You stop false ways and sin. And you seek the kingdom of God in righteousness. That's what's right to God. This culture is not right to God. Your mindset outside of God is not right to God. Your church system is not right to God. And so consider that, neighbors, with the last days coming and your death coming, one or the other, there's going to come a judgment day. And we don't want you to be judged and sent away. We want you to turn and find eternal life in what Christ has done. My life is in Christ and it's eternal. I love my Lord for that. Your life outside of Christ is temporal. And it's not going to further the kingdom of God, and it's not going to further your eternal existence. You will exist eternally. We need to talk about that. A lot of people think hell's going to be like a party. I'm with my buddies. We're all going to be there having a good time. No, Jesus says weeping, gnashing of teeth, eternal torment. There'll be no quenching of the thirst and pain. Remember the story of the man in hell saying, please go warn my brothers. Just put some water on the tip of my tongue. I'm perched in this place. And what did the men of the Word of God say? I believe it was Abraham. If they won't listen to the Word of God, they're not going to listen if there's a miracle and someone comes back from the dead. So we go to preach the Word of God to try to get people to listen, because we know even if we raise the dead in the streets here today, most people would go, hey, that's pretty cool. Man, that's awesome. When I die, can you do that for me? And then they'd go away, unregenerated, not interested in losing their life. They'd probably figure out how to make money off of it. So miracles don't change your heart. The miracles in the Bible, why were they there then? Why did Jesus and Paul and the disciples do miracles? It tells us why. It proved who Jesus was. It proved the power of his workers. It put forth the kingdom of God in the early New Testament body, the ecclesia. And that's why the miracles and signs and wonders were there. It proved the truth of God. We don't need the miracles today in that way, though God can still do miracles. We need to obey and believe and trust in the Word of God. In the Bible, somebody said to Jesus, how can we do the works of God? And he said, ready? Believe in the one he sent. That means follow him and obey him and keep his commandments. When you believe in Christ, you keep his commandments. When you're really following Christ, you come out of the world. If you're following Jesus, you don't keep a worldly, corrupt church system that lets you live in pride and vanity and sin and false religion. Your heart, your mind is transformed. When the Holy Spirit transforms you, you don't mock the truth of God. You rejoice at the preaching of the truth of God. If you're truly a child of God, you repent and come out of the world. You don't show your bodies off in pride and vanity. You don't live like the culture in fashion. We love you enough to tell you the truth, neighbors. You're in the path of the judgment of God. We want to warn you to turn. Turn and seek Christ. Turn and be made new. Turn and be transformed by the renewing of your mind, Romans 12, that you can know what is the perfect will of God. You have no choice, neighbor. It's turn and repent or burn. We have to tell you the truth. We love you. Obey the law of man or go to jail and suffer. Obey God or be put away and suffer.
Will you shut up?
Actually, I won't, because I'm preaching the oracles of God.
This is totally offensive.
It's totally offensive to people that hate the Word of God. I understand that, and we love you. But it's not offensive to people that love the Word of God, love the truth. We love you, ma'am. We hope you repent. We're just standing on a public sidewalk, busy street right in front of us. There's a farmer's market going on. We walked through once. They told us you can't. We stayed outside. So we're law-abiding and peaceful, but yet people hate the oracles of God being preached. Oh, the rock music they love, country music they love, worldliness they love, false religion they love, politics they love. But when you lift up the gospel, the demons come out and the flesh comes out and people hate it. And they say, go away. Guess what? We're not going away. Christ said, go lift up your voice. We'll preach until he tells us it's time to go. Because we love your soul. You have to turn and repent. You can't be of the world. You can't walk in your own ways, folks. Jesus didn't die so you could live a worldly, carnal life. Jesus died to set men free into the freedom of truth. John 8:32. What sets you free? It's the truth of God's word, not the cultural churchianity, not the false Jesus of the world. Truth sets you free. And truth is found in the Holy Scriptures. Truth is found in the word and ways of Jesus Christ. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 11, imitate me, follow me, it says, but it means imitate. Imitate Paul as he imitates Christ. You're not imitating Christ as you live like the world. God's people, let's do a little Bible lesson here. God's people were always separate from the world. Israel, the prophets, and all of them. We'll read some scripture and do a Bible study here.